Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to be looking at what ARK Invest has to say about Tesla's Battery Day. I'm also going to look at why I think the $25,000 Tesla vehicle is going to be a huge success. And lastly, I'm going to be sharing why I think Elon Musk is sandbagging the timeline for Tesla's battery improvements. All right, first off, let's look at a clip from Tasha Keeney's interview on Yahoo Finance yesterday.
Joined now by Tasha Keeney. She's an analyst over at ARK Invest. So Tasha, let's just kind of take it from the top, highest level takeaways from you, from what we heard from Elon yesterday.
So the biggest story has to be Tesla's reducing costs by a dramatic amount. So they're planning to reduce battery costs by over 50% on a dollar per kilowatt hour basis. Their new changes are also increasing the range of the cars by 50%. And then finally, on an investment basis, they're reducing investment costs by about 70%. This is really dramatic cost reductions. Of course, they're going to take place over the next few years, but it's going to enable Tesla to produce a car that only costs $25,000. Tesla's always been a leader in electric vehicles. And at ARK Invest, my colleague Sam Corse has done a lot of great work on batteries. We've been saying for a long time that they're at least 3 to 4 years ahead on batteries. I think with these announcements, they're even further ahead. And it's only becoming harder for automakers to catch up, especially because they're lowering the price of the product. And we're going to get that nice inflection point in demand from electric vehicles as they become cheaper than gas-powered cars. I really feel like we're at that inflection point now.
All right, Tesla's main announcements at Battery Day were all centered around cost reduction. However, they did it in a myriad of different ways. And it wasn't just the cells that they got down in cost, but rather it was the entire pack as well, because they're getting rid of the pack and they're going directly from cell to chassis. Now, this is going to save a ton of cost in the future because you don't need the pack, it goes directly into the car. Not only did Tesla show plans of reducing the cost on the cell side and also the pack, but also on the machines that make the pack in the factory. So Tesla's going to drastically reduce the cost it takes to make a new battery factory, probably by 70%. Now, all of these improvements put together is going to dramatically allow Tesla to reduce the price of their cars, increase range, and grow demand in the future. Elon announced his intent to build a $25,000 Tesla car. Now, I think most people don't understand or grasp the significance of a $25,000 Tesla car. They think, oh, it's just going to be a cheap car, kind of like a Civic or a VW Golf. However, Tesla has a completely different strategy than any other automaker out there. Their strategy is when they enter a new class, when they release a new vehicle line, they do so to make it best in class, meaning they're not trying to make a second best product. Rather, they go into a new field to dominate that field. They did that with the Model Y, with the Model S and X, with the Model 3 and Y. Now they're doing it with the Semi, with the Cybertruck. And the big kind of market that Tesla's waiting for is the $25,000 market, the economy market, which is going to open up a huge amount of demand for them. And knowing Elon, he is determined to make this happen because this is essential to Tesla's mission to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy.
If you look at just electric vehicles, it's really not a competition. I mean, Tesla's the best by far in the market. But we did expect Tesla to perhaps introduce some lower price variants. Really, this also means that you can think of their total market share in the electric vehicle as being a bigger total addressable market, right? Because you're getting now these consumers that would go for this lower price bucket. Even though, Tesla had already been pulling in consumers from, all price ranges. For a lot of people, a Tesla was the most expensive car they ever bought. I still think this gives them access to that bottom segment. So again, it's just, they're lowering costs, they're sort of expanding their opportunity. And if you're a traditional automaker, I mean, I'd be very scared if I was watching this presentation about how you were going to keep up at all.
All right. I think a lot of people are underestimating and underappreciating this $25,000 car and the market that it addresses. First off, Tesla can make various variants off of this $25,000 car platform. So in other words, rather than thinking of it as a single vehicle, you could think of it as a line of different vehicles. It could be a hatchback, it could be a sedan, it could be a crossover SUV, and there could be three or four variants of this $25,000 Tesla car platform. Further, in order for Tesla really to become the biggest automaker in the entire world in terms of production volume, Tesla really needs to enter the economy market. Senior VP Drew Braglino of Tesla stated in the Battery Day presentation, that cost decline for a car and demand are asymmetric. What that means is when you reduce the cost of a car, let's say by 10%, you expect demand for that car to go up 10%. However, that's not the case. If we reduce the cost of a car, let's say 10%, demand might go up asymmetrically. So it might go up 20, 30, 40, 50%. That's the sensitivity in terms of when you reduce costs. And that's the big focus that Tesla has. So when you look at the $25,000 vehicle, it's likely that the $25,000 Tesla car will have 10 times the amount of demand for, let's say, the Model 3 or the Model Y. This expands Tesla's addressable market significantly. And this is the predominant strategy that Tesla will use to boost up volume into the 10 to 20 million vehicle per year by the year 2030.
Playing off Shauna's point about the stock today, I saw a lot of reports that Battery Day was underwhelming. Now, you sound very bullish on the battery. So I'm just wondering why you think some people were underwhelmed. Sounds like maybe the time period. But what were people hoping to see that wasn't there? And then I would just ask you, as along with your bullishness on the batteries, could there be a day when the batteries are a bigger business for Tesla than selling its own cars?
Yeah, well, I think these cost reductions sort of open up our opportunities for them in batteries, not just in vehicles, but also in energy storage and other markets. So it seems as if the reaction is really just like a short-term knee-jerk reaction to this being a three-year extended timeline. I think there was a lot of hype going into Battery Day, and maybe some people were expecting something more immediate. But I don't think that's what you should be looking at if you're looking at a company like Tesla that's really pushing the envelope in disruptive innovation. And I would say, you know, Musk in general, if you look at his track record, he's generally sort of given these really lofty goals, and he often falls short of them. So if anything, I think he's being more measured. I mean, we've seen, I think, a progression of that over, say, the past year or so. So I think this is really only a good thing, and it's sort of a sign that they're becoming a more mature company.
All right, first off, in the very, very long term, sure, Tesla has maybe the capability or potential to sell more batteries than vehicles. However, for the next 5 or 10 years, I think Tesla will sell more vehicles than they do energy storage. And here's the reason, meaning there's a lot of margin that Tesla's accruing throughout the whole process, from getting the raw materials, stamping, making the cars, making the cells and battery packs, and selling the cars directly, servicing the whole entire experience. People are willing to pay extra for a luxury premium brand. And that's what Tesla has. Further, Tesla has autonomous driving coming in the future, which is going to have huge margins. So it makes sense for Tesla to focus on vehicles, I think, for the next 5 or 10 years as their main priority. Now, in regards to Battery Day, we've heard that a lot of analysts and people have been underwhelmed by Tesla's Battery Day because they were looking for something tangible, let's say a million mile battery or something new that would actually boost their this quarter or next quarter's sales and revenues. However, for Tesla, Battery Day was about the long term, and it was about reducing costs to drive up demand and to fulfill a 5 to 10 year kind of timeline. However, I do think Elon Musk is sandbagging the actual improvement timeline. And here's what I mean. If Tesla really has plans to reduce the cost of cells by over 50%, right, increase range and decrease the cost of investment, all of this leads to major, major price declines and feature improvements for all of their vehicles in their vehicle lineups. So for the Model 3 and Model Y, over the next few years, I think we are going to see the price decrease and the range increase in these cars. However, Elon has to downplay this connection. If you notice in his presentation, Elon tried not to connect the dots for people, right? He tried not to show how the Model 3 and Model Y will get cheaper or will get better range or better batteries. He tried to downplay the timeline, saying this is going to be kind of far off in the future and affect just new vehicles predominantly. However, if Elon actually connected the dots and said, hey, the Model 3 and Model Y, they're going to be cheaper in 1 or 2 years, right? And they're going to get a bigger range, a much farther range, then a lot of people would delay their purchases, and that would hurt Tesla tremendously in the short term. And that's the main reason why I think this timeline is a bit conservative and, in fact, kind of masks the immediate results and immediate improvements that Tesla's going to, I think, accrue within the next year to 18 months. For most analysts out there and the investment community, they think Elon has these lofty goals that he never meets, right, on time. And partially that is true. However, in this case, I think it's different. In this case, Elon has to sandbag the timeline or else it hurts the current products. Elon cannot connect the dots for people regarding these battery improvements and cost reductions with their current line of vehicles, especially the Model 3 and the Model Y. So what does this all mean? It means, personally, as a long-term shareholder, and I consider myself a co-owner of the Tesla Tesla company, as all shareholders are, it makes me very confident for Tesla's future. Tesla has a clear and probable path to radically drive down costs, to drive up demand, to release new product lines to increase adoption. And I think they're in a fantastic place, even if most of the investment world and analysts still don't get it. All right, I want to hear from you guys. Do you think Elon is actually sandbagging the timeline in terms of battery day improvements? Please share your comments in the comment section. Also, if this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, trying to ask that additional question and not just accepting traditional or conventional wisdom. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.